Thanks for coming over. I know we never catch up like this. We should do it more often. Do you want to sit? Can I get you a drink or anything? You sure? Okay. Look, there's no point in beating around the bush about this. So I'm just going to come right out and say it. I kind of need to talk to you about something. Well, I'm sure my husband has told you, we've been trying for a baby for quite a while now, and it's probably over a year now. And I'll be honest, I've gotten broody, like really badly. You know, I'm just looking at baby clothes and wondering what I'm going to name the baby when they arrive, and like I've just been so excited. But the thing is, it just hasn't been happening. And we went to our doctor to run some tests, you know, just to make sure that there weren't any problems or anything like that. And we got our results back, and it turns out that my husband has a low sperm count. And it looks like he'll never be able to get me pregnant. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I mean, I've cried all the tears I need to, but your brother is taking it really, really hard. I mean, it makes him feel like he's not a real man. And I keep telling him that that's just not true, but he just won't listen. And he's been saying it for weeks. And at first, it just broke my heart to see how upset he was about this and how there was nothing I could do to fix it. But lately, and as bad as this sounds, I'm starting to think he's just feeling sorry for himself. I mean, he comes straight home from work and he sits in his chair and he drinks until he gets drunk. You know, I've suggested maybe he should go and talk to someone, but he just doesn't want to. He just wants to drink away his pain, and I know you'll want to help him too. But really, there's no use. He won't listen to anybody. There's no getting through to him. And I know you care about him. You're a good brother. The last few months have just been so difficult, you know, with what we found out and, you know, how it's affected us. And I know there's IVF, but it's just so damn expensive. And I know adoption is an option, but, you know, I was really looking forward to carrying the baby myself and giving birth to the baby. And I know it sounds strange, but I really wanted to feel the baby kick in my tummy, you know, and feel it move, you know, have my tummy swell and stretch. I want to feel like a real mom. And that's kind of where you come in. I've been wanting to talk to you about this for a while. And before I do, I need you to promise that this conversation stays between us. You cannot tell a soul about this. Especially my husband. I'm not sure he's able to deal with anything right now. Okay? Okay, thank you. I've really, really been enjoying trying to get pregnant. I mean, we've been having sex 3-4 times a day for a year now. I've had more orgasms in the last 6 months than I did when I was a teenager. But your brother hasn't been willing to try ever since the diagnosis. And I told him we should just keep going. I mean, you never know, do you? You know, like he still has sperm. Maybe one night we just get lucky, you know? You hear these things all the time. But he just ignores me, you know? So I have a confession to make. I want to get pregnant more than anything in the world. So much so that I've been thinking about fucking another man. I know it sounds awful, but But you have no idea how desperate I am to have a baby. It's all I can think about all day, every day. You know, I was ready to go to a bar and just fuck the first man that I saw. You know, have sex with some random stranger and have him come inside me. You know, fucking in the bathroom and just leave with his cum deep inside me. But then I had an idea. If my husband can't be the father of my baby, well, maybe he could be the uncle. Listen, before you get upset, let me explain. I want you to fuck me and get me pregnant. Yeah, I know it's a lot to take in, and I'm the last person you'd ever think about having sex with. But just think how happy you'd be making me and your brother. We both so want to be parents. We want it so fucking badly. And I thought at least my baby would sort of have the same DNA as their dad. I know it's a big ask. And if you want to say no, I completely understand, and we can never mention it again. But if you said yes, you'd be doing the most selfless thing imaginable. I know fucking your brother's wife doesn't seem selfless, rather the opposite, but you would really be doing us the biggest favour in the world. It would be such a gift. And I promise you can be in the baby's life as much or as little as you want. You can spend time with them anytime you want. You know, you'd be such a good uncle. And I could even get your brother to make you the godfather. Or, you know, we could move if you think seeing your brother raising the baby would be just too much for you. And I don't mean to be crude, but I am an amazing lay. Don't tell me you've never thought about it. So, what do you say? Will you fuck me? Get me pregnant? You will? Oh my God. Oh, thank you. Thank you so, so much. You have no idea what this means to me. You know, your brother's not going to be home for a few hours, so, you know, we have the entire place to ourselves. Do you want to go to the bedroom? Yeah. Right now. Yeah, I mean, there's no time like the present, right? Okay. Let's do this. Let's just get naked and get it over and done with. Oh, you've been working out. I didn't realise you kept in shape. You're still soft. Sweetie, I know you might be nervous, but I need you to get hard. Here. Touch my tits. Touch my body. It's all yours. Yeah. Like that. Feel my nipples in your hand. Maybe move those fingers a little lower. Play with. Yeah. You can do whatever you want to me, as long as you come inside me. You're not really getting hard. Oh, it's okay, I understand, it's okay. It's a little strange what's going on at the moment. I have an idea though. Why don't you lie in the bed? Yeah, just lie down. That's it. I bet you never thought I'd suck your cock, did you? You don't have to say anything or do anything. Just relax. And let me get you ready to fuck me. You hear me? You're gonna fuck your brother's wife. You're gonna fill me with your cock. And then when you're ready, you're gonna fill my waiting womb with your cum. And I want every last fucking drop. But first, let me suck you. Give you a taste of what's to come. You're really getting hard now, aren't you? So naughty having your brother's wife put her nice red lips on your cock, taking in every inch, wrapping her tongue around your shaft. Oh God, I'm getting so wet. You know, I always thought you were cute. I can't wait anymore. I'm ready, and I can tell you are too. I need you. Please, fuck me. Put that big hard cock right into my tight, wet pussy. I want you on top of me. Push deep inside me. Don't tease me. I want you inside me. Oh my God. Oh, fuck me. Oh, yeah. Oh, you have no idea how horny I am right now. Oh, fuck. I didn't think you'd be so thick. Oh, you're filling me up. Oh, God. Oh, it's been so long since I've had another man inside me. Oh. I'm yours. I'm yours until you get me pregnant. I am your personal fuck toy. Oh, I will fuck you every day if I have to. And I'll let you fuck me however you want, as long as you give me every drop of cum your balls can produce. Please don't stop. Please keep fucking me. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, that's it. Oh, keep pounding me. Keep fucking your sister-in-law. Oh, tell me how I'm being such a good girl for you. Oh, I'm so fucking close right now. Oh, I can't wait for you to fucking come so deep inside me. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, keep going. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh, don't you dare stop. Keep using my pussy. Pound me. Pound my pussy. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me better than your brother. Yeah. I want you to fill me up. That's it. Oh, do it. Oh, please give it to me. Oh, pump a baby into me. I want every drop. Oh, fuck. Come inside me. So deep inside me. You know, I think you might have got me pregnant just now. Yeah. I think you might have given me a baby. Don't worry if you haven't, though. I'll just have to keep fucking you until you do.